This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. CDS Anil Chauhan and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a call from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and appreciated his unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the conversation, they agreed on the importance of accountability. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has resolved that the perpetrators, planners and backers of this attack are brought to justice. External Affairs Minister expressed appreciation after speaking with the UAE's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that their discussion focused on the need to counter terrorism effectively in all its forms and manifestations. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar had spoken with the foreign ministers of Greece, Cyprus, Panama, Somalia, Slovenia and Guyana regarding the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistan Army posts fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Nowshera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. In Andhra Pradesh, seven people lost their lives and about 15 were injured after collapse of a wall adjacent to the queue line at the Sehachalam temple near Visakhapatnam. According to reports, the wall collapsed following heavy rain in the early hours today. The NDRF and SDRF teams are actively involved in rescue and relief measures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the incident. In a social media post, the PMO announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered the profound wisdom of Jagatguru Basveswara on the occasion of Basva Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his vision for society and his tireless efforts to uplift the marginalized continue to guide people.
भगवान बसवेश्वर ने कहा था जीवन में एक निश्चित लक्ष्य को प्राप्त करने के लिए कम आयु तक जीना लक्ष्य विहीन जीवन के 100 वर्ष से भी ज्यादा बेहतर है।
भगवान बसवेश्वरा ने हमें यानी कर्म करने का यानी दूसरों की मदद करने का रास्ता दिखाया। हमारी योजनाओं में भी आप काय का और दासोह का प्रभाव जरूर देख सकते हैं।
भगवान बसवेश्वर जी ने हमारे समाज को जो ऊर्जा दी, उन्होंने लोकतंत्र, शिक्षा और समानता के जो आदर स्थापित किए थे, आज भी भारत की बुनियाद में भगवान बसवेश्वर की ये प्रेरणा, निस्वार्थ सेवा की ये निष्ठा, यही हमारे भारत की बुनियाद है। जितनी मजबूत ये बुनियाद होगी, उतना ही मजबूत हमारा देश होगा।
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta flagged off a run for One Nation, One Election at Delhi University, New Delhi this morning. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Pradhan emphasized that One Nation, One Election is the need of the hour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings on the occasion of Akshaya Tritiya today. In a social media post, he expressed hope that the festival, dedicated to humanity, would bring success, prosperity and happiness to all. He also stated that the occasion would inspire renewed strength in the collective resolve towards building a Vikasit Bharat. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Punjab Kings at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. today. Last night, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 14 runs, completing a sensational turnaround in their IPL 2025 clash in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.